India's economy is growing fast, but the country's having a hard time keeping up with the demand for power. In rural India, almost half of the households have no electricity. Even places that are hooked up to the grid can face daily blackouts. So with few other options, some rural residents are now turning to solar energy. Sonia Narong has our story.
In Chemungla village in southern India, silk farmer H.B. Manjunath walks into a back room of a dark thatch roof cabin and flips on a light switch. The cool light from the lamp illuminates hundreds of milky white silkworms crawling in a wooden box full of mulberry leaves. The worms need the crispy leaves to survive and spin their silk cocoons, but they'll only do it when there's continuous light. And Manjunath says that used to be very hard to come by. Manjunath says he used to have to wait 4 or 5 hours for power from the electric grid. Sometimes his farm wouldn't have electricity at all. But that changed when Manjunath took out a small loan from his local bank to pay for a single solar panel and batteries that store the electricity. The 120-watt system generates enough power to illuminate the silkworms for 3 hours a day. Now, Manjunath says, even if we don't have electricity for 24 hours, we're not worried because the solar has never failed on us. The farmer's bank loan was part of an effort in the southern state of Karnataka to promote affordable solar lighting in rural areas, and Karnataka's effort is in turn part of a national trend. India's central government hopes to boost renewable sources of energy and install 20,000 megawatts of solar generating capacity over the next decade to help fill a huge power gap in the country.
500 million people today do not have electricity in the country. That's nearly half the population.
That's Dr. Harish Hande, founder of the Bangalore-based solar company Selco. Hande says the need for energy is urgent, and not just so people can run their businesses or light their homes.
It's very important from a governance point of view, India's social stability point of view, that we need to provide basic needs.
Conventional sources of electricity just haven't been able to keep up with the growth in demand in India. That's one reason Hande spent years trying to convince local banks in Karnataka to offer small loans to rural families for renewable energy systems. And his efforts recently won him the prestigious Mugsay Say Award, sometimes called the Asian Nobel Prize. Hande says solar lighting can have a profound emotional impact on the poor.
As a day laborer once told me, and I still remember, you would not understand what it actually means after a hard day's work coming back to a house which is dimly lit. The mood, which is already down, goes down deeper. And once you see bright light, it's a different feeling where you look forward to tomorrow. And he says, I'm willing to pay for that.
That's where the bank loans come in. Silk farmer H.B. Manjunath's solar system cost $400 to install. That's more than he would have been able to afford at once. But with a loan, he pays less than $7 a month. Dr. Ashok Gadgil, an Indian physicist who's now director of the Environmental Energy Technologies Division at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab in California, says India's critical shortage of conventional electricity has created a big niche for solar power.
Acute electricity shortages means blackouts, and blackouts means lost income and lost business. So there are many, many opportunities where photovoltaic electricity for economically productive uses is viable in India, even at the current prices.
And the technology is starting to catch on in Karnataka. Today, technicians from solar installer Orb Energy ride a motorcycle from village to village to check how things are going with customers. They eventually find their way down a narrow dirt road to Manjunath's bright green house. Manjunath says he was one of the first in his neighborhood to install the panels, but he says word travels fast here, and more than 100 households have followed suit. And the electricity isn't just benefiting local businesses. A group of energetic teenage boys gathers around the solar panel on Manjunath's roof after school. They say they stick around his house during the evening hours to finish up their homework under the lamps. With solar power, one of the boys says, I can study continuously without stopping. And it doesn't matter if there's a power cut at night. For The World, I'm Sonia Narang, Chemungla Village, India.